I'd like to welcome Zinakho Dunwa. Is that how I say your surname?
Zinakho Dunwa.
Dunwa. Dunwa.
It's been a lifelong problem.
Okay, Zinakho. Tell us about Glen Grant.
What's
the history behind the brand?
There's a very romantic history behind it, actually. I mean, I think it's just that a lot of South Africans don't really know it. So I was sort of saying that Glen Grant is a Speyside whiskey. So it's a Scotch from Scotland. And when you, especially if you're in SA, if you mention like whiskeys, you'd probably think of all those Scotch whiskeys because they are a sweeter sort of whiskey, or rather Speyside whiskeys.
Yes.
And this is part of that.
So
that
is it a region. Sweet whiskey?
It's a sweeter whiskey.
Sweeter.
Yeah.
So it's
throughout the variants,
yeah,
there will be different tastes and different experiences, but it's more palatable to the South African palate because we've got a very sweet palate. I mean,
yeah,
if you think of
that's true.
The fruits, the food, everything that you grew up with is very sweet. If I offer you coffee, you're going to tell me three sugars unless you're consciously saying no sugar. So we've got a very sweet palate. So, I mean, the more peated whiskies and so forth, it's kind of hard to get in there. I mean, your first spirits, you started with a whatever spirit and Coke or lemonade and whatever it was, just kind of sweetened it a bit.
Right. And then your palate develops.
That's it. So with Glen Grant, established 1840 by two brothers, John and James Grant. And these were mavericks of the time.
So who's Glen?
So, yeah, so
John and James
Grant.
Grant.
So the thing is, you'll see a lot of Glens before a whiskey.
What is Glen Fiddies? Glen this, Glen
Levert, Glen Levert. Orangey.
What's with Glen?
Yes.
Is he that drunk?
So what? Yes, please. So what Glen is that it's either a river or a valley that the distillery is actually placed in. So it's either the river off that flows through the Grant family distillery, or Glenfiddich, the valley of the deer. Fiddich is Gaelic for deer.
Right.
Or
okay.
Glenlivet. So whatever the stream, river, whatever sort of water source,
it's a glen
that flows through is the glen. So that's the Gaelic word for it, yeah. So that's where the glen comes in.
Hold on, Gaelic, isn't Gaelic Irish? Nope. Gaelic is Irish, no?
Yeah, some sort of Celtic.
Celtic
language.
From that region.
Yes.
From that place where they have lots of rain and a good reason
mountains
to drink.
And, yeah, exactly. Warmer from the inside.
Okay, so, Zinakho, tell us about the 10-year-old. Are these single malts?
This is a single malt whiskey. And so just to explain what a single malt is, that everything also, from barley to bottling, happens at that distillery. So I have heard people saying, oh, I can taste a single malt.
Oof.
I don't know about that.
I've got a trick about single malt. I'm teaching Simon about whiskeys.
We should do this like Whiskey 101 for Dummies. That's where I'm at.
I think a lot of people don't know whiskeys, but you get a lot of, for lack of a better word, whiskey snobs that, you know, they'll show off that, yeah, look, I know what I'm doing. And
you know, it's just a different way of enhancing the flavor and bringing out those flavors so that when a brand ambassador like Zinakho says, oh, can you taste the peach and can you taste the caramel and can you taste the popcorn and the marshmallow flavor, you think, hold on a second. Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, I can smell it. Because you smell it first. It all works with your olfactory nose. Yeah, with your nasal cavity, with your taste buds. So can I show him how to taste a single malt?
Oh, please do.
Can
is
I
that
have
different
one,
from...
Let's see.
Okay. This is what you're going to do. I'm going to do this. Don't drink it yet.
You said that last week.
Okay. You're going to take this beautiful little glass. What are these glasses called? Are these just glasses?
These are tasting glasses.
These are tasting glasses. Okay. You're going to take this, and you're going to put your hand over it, like this, your palm, and you're going to tip the glass upside down.
Why would I want to do that?
Because I'm telling you to.
A bit of hand dirt in the drink.
Okay, so that there's a very fine layer of whiskey on your palm.
Yes.
You're going to put your glass down now.
Okay.
And take your other palm and put your hands together and rub them fast so that you get the heat. Okay.
Zinakho, is she?
And now you're going to open your hands.
Oh,
now you're going to open your hands and you're going to smell them inside. Okay. Yeah. Can you smell like a woodiness? Can you smell? What can you smell, Isaac? When you smell
your hands together. Come on, Isaac, be honest.
Remember, there's no wrong answers, though. Sorry, a lot of people, whenever you do this, they'll be too scared to actually answer. Like,
but there's something quite fruity about it as well. Very fruity, like peach almost.
Yeah. So there's like.
Guys, let's be honest, it's not a nice smell. It
should be a delicious smell.
maybe my hands needed a wash. I don't
So I mean, that's the beauty of it.
I wanted to ask when you say there are those snobs of whiskey, those who claim to know whiskey. What should I do with people who mix Glen Grant with Coke or with anything I think, I can't.
I think, look, I'm a big believer in your whiskey is your whiskey. So if you have a plate of food in front of you, no one's going to tell you how many shakes of salt to have or to have this tomato sauce or whatever the case might be. Mm. If you enjoy your whiskey with water, have it with water. If you enjoy it with ice, have it with ice. If you enjoy it with Coke, go for it. It is your whiskey. What I advocate is if you're tasting the whiskey, then taste it neat, then add water. Then keep adding water up until you can actually tolerate it. So not everything's for everyone.
Yeah.
But also you can't impose your likes onto someone else.
That's true, actually, about connoisseurs. Mm. Is a connoisseur might like the cheapest whiskey, might like the taste of that particular whiskey above all other tastes, and that's okay, because that's your choice.
So, I mean, a lot of people think the older it is, the better it is, or the more expensive it is, the better it is.
Not true.
That's not necessarily the case.
Not true.
But you're from the township. You know the
yes. Oh, definitely, definitely.
Whiskey, and then you put the
Chivas or Black Label.
Yeah. And then you do what I was saying. And people are like, oh man, that guy doesn't know his whiskey. Wow. You know?
Those knobs.
You've got whiskey police.
When I say stuff, I've got those in mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been told everything about how wrong I am about the drinking of whiskeys and so forth. But I mean, it goes as with anything else.
Yeah.
If someone's for it, then hey, that's you. Just let me be.
Yeah, the truth.
Can we taste this 10-year-old?
All right. Are
we
doing this is the Major's Reserve.
The Major's Reserve.
Yeah, so this is our first variant, our non-age variant.
Wow.
So now what I want you to do is just like give it a little swirl just to kind of wake up the liquid. And first thing, so now we've actually spread the liquid all around. It's actually awake, but there's also ethanol everywhere. Mm-hmm. So just blow into the glass, just a quick into the glass. And when you do nosing, it's not the wine sort of tasting where you can actually run a train and dig deep and so forth. This is 43%. So
lovely smell.
It will burn you if you're not used to the whiskeys or if you're not a whiskey drinker.
Yeah.
So as you smell it, open your mouth at the same time. And then you'll avoid what Simon just did. So you got to avoid that.
Never breathe when you swallow.
So if
Simon was raised by that grandmother who says, don't smell your food.
And you went for it.
Did you meet it?
So at the same time that you actually are taking it in, also open your mouth. And what you'll notice is that you can actually, like, you're not fighting the alcohol anymore. You're really smelling the vanillas, the fruits within
delicious.
It. Ah, music to my ears.
This is smooth and it is delicious.
I'm so jealous you can discern all that. I wish I could. For me, it's so monodimensional. It's a whiskey smell.
So I don't pretend to actually know all whiskeys. I'm fresh in this industry. But what you can actually smell is that you can smell sweet or fruity. And from that, then you can dig deeper once you actually sit down with it. So it's sort of a matter of saying, if I tell you, do you smell strawberries? Chances are you're going to tell me, yes, you do, because you just don't want to be wrong
head,
and you think I'm the right one. But it is your experience with it. And watching you now, you haven't had any sort of cringing face or...
No, none of that.
And that's because you're enjoying what you're actually smelling, you're enjoying what you're actually tasting.
Or he's an expert.
Oh, that does. So yeah, just give it a little smoke and then...
Okay, while you're doing that, I want to tell our listeners that we are going to be giving away a bottle of 10-year-old Glen Grant and single malt Scotch whiskey. If you would like to win this Glen Grant and you haven't won on Chai FM in the last 90 days, then here's your question. What were the names of the two brothers who started Glen Grant?
And I'll give you a clue. It wasn't Glen and Grant.
All right. So what were the names of the two brothers who started Glen Grant in 1840. So if you know the answer, send your name and the correct answer to 34519. You can also WhatsApp on 061-895-1019.
I've got a confession.
What's your confession?
When I was still a journalist, I came second in whiskey tasting.
Really?
I don't know how I did it, but I just came second.
That's awesome.
With my team. We were like three of us.
How so, competed so in whiskey
tasting? Can I play the lottery with you?
No, I was still young.
Isaac, how do you compete at whiskey tasting?
No, basically they will have like different classes. Mm-hmm. We're like groups of five. And they'll have about three each.
Okay.
And
you've got to say which one is which.
You just have to go through it, you know, the smell, the taste, the aftertaste, all those kind of things. And you say, this is Glenfiddich, this is Chivas, this is whatever. Mm. And so...
To identify which one was which.
Yes, to identify which one is which.
Wow. Yes, that's and amazing. So are you a whiskey drinker? Is whiskey your drink of choice?
Is my boss listening?
It's a sales call.
Just us in the
No, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I've got a few bottles at home.
Yeah.
It's a really nice drink
because it's not a drink that... One, I think you don't drink whiskey to get drunk.
Not true.
I think you drink it to savor and to live that experience. Explore.
True. Yeah. Although you could do that by mistake.
Yes.
You could. Although the interesting thing is, if one did that by mistake, and I don't know anybody who has, but if one were, one
in the week of being on air.
One, well, yes, but one one didn't have a
last Thursday
in any manner, shape, or form.
Yes. Yeah.
And I was wondering, why is that? It's not that wine throbbing head feel terrible.
So with whiskey, especially with your Glen Grant Scotch, you looking at three ingredients. This is malted barley, yeast, and water. So
you've got your vegetables, you've got your
healthy. Are you selling
So I mean, just those three ingredients. I mean, we pretty much drinking the vapors of beer. With absence of hops, obviously.
That's so weird because I don't drink beer.
Well,
I can't drink beer.
That's it. But
only the Gogol's ginger beer. The sweet Gogol's ginger beer.
That's lovely.
That's a lovely one.
Absolutely amazing, yeah. But with that, there's not a lot of sugars. So, I mean, if you think of
is
all
the sugars
drinks,
that.
Me personally, I think it is because all of the drinks where they're quite sweet or have sweetening within them and so forth, I think with me, my head and my hangovers will really have me.
How come there's such a difference between the 10-year-old and the 12-year-old?
So
I just took
the region.
It's incredible.
It's my personal favorite as well, so be kind. Just with the different ages, the longer it spends in the barrel, so we use American white oak barrels. And the longer it spends in that barrel, within that region, the more the flavors actually accept each other, the more they interact with the elements outside. So a lot of, if you ever go to a distillery, which if ever you get a chance to, please take it up. But when you get into the warehouse where all the barrels are kept and aged, that is where the magic really happens. Because 70 to 90% of what's actually happening within that liquid happens in that barrel.
And then you've got the angel's tears.
Exactly. So as soon as you walk into the warehouse, that's what you'll smell the alcohol. It's like a very strong, pungent, very jammy but full of alcohol smell.
Mm.
And as soon as you walk in, that's what knocks you. But that's that angel share. So it's the evaporation from the barrels themselves. And then what's outside is also affecting what's what liquid is actually left inside. So liquid interacts with wood. Wood interacts with elements. Elements interact with wood. Wood interacts with the liquid. And that's where those flavors come in. So the longer it spends in there, the more it changes. Not to say it will change for the better, but that's where the master distiller comes in. And he actually makes sure that, you know, they're all aging appropriately. So if you look at any sort of aged bottle or aged whiskey, the youngest liquid in that bottle will be that age.
Will be that age.
So if you look at a 10-year-old, that's what the youngest liquid is.
Yeah.
It can be 11, and we have a 12-year-old, so it'll be 10 and 11-year-old liquids in here.
Yeah.
If you look at the 12, same thing. We do have a 15-year-old, which is not available in SA, but you know that there's a 13 and 14-year-old liquids within the 12, and so forth and so on. Yeah. So that's what causes that change.
Incredible.
So Sasha is 18 years old. Are you saying she's the same age as the 18-year-old bottle? The liquid in the 18-year-old bottle?
She's the same age. So I think that's the beauty of it, because there's so much patience that goes into making this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, if you think what you were doing 10 years ago, that's when they started burying
was being
this.
Oh my gosh, that's right. So this is a very special bottle, because Chai FM, I was starting Chai FM 10 years ago. We've got our birthday coming up in November.
When the angels talk.
There you go. There you go.
One last question, sorry. I want to know your feeling when the finance minister calls this a sin, or when they put a sin tax, and whiskey is part of those sin products. Mm.
Yeah.
You know,
where are you going?
But I just want to know from
the council. Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah.
If you think of the people you know who are going to heaven and the people you know who are going to hell, the people who are going to hell are much better party people.
Serious.
No. All right, listen, we've got to get to news. We've got to get to sport. You are welcome to stay with us until 6 o'clock. And let's carry on talking about Glen Grant. I did ask you a question just before we get to Louis. What are the names of the two brothers who started Glen Grant? Let us know. This is your opportunity to win a bottle of 10-year-old Glen Grant. Absolutely delicious, fruity, and really a wonderful, wonderful whiskey. 34519, that's the SMS line. Those SMSs are charged at R1.50. You can also WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. We're talking Glen Grant. Sorry, again?
Do you want to still taste the 12?
Definitely we want to taste the 12.
Sorry, I'm at 3, or were you telling me that?
You have 2.
So what, how did you get 3?
I don't know. I thought they were placed here for me to taste. I didn't realize it was...
No, you drank Lindy's.
Okay, so sorry Lindy. About... No wonder they tasted the same. That's because they were the same.
You were thinking that you're whiskey aficionado.
I was just going to ask Isaac which he preferred, but clearly there's right, no decision to make.
We're tasting Glen Grant. We've tasted the Major's Reserve. We've tasted the 10-year-old. We are giving away a bottle of this 10-year-old. I have to tell you something. It is absolutely superb. If you are a whiskey, if you enjoy a whiskey and you like to sip it, maybe with a bit of ice, then maybe with a tad water, then you're going to really love this. We want to give it away. The question was that I was asking you, there were two brothers who started Glen Grant in 1840. What were their names? And the very first correct answer came from Rodney. And Rodney says John and James. Is that correct?
That's right. That's perfect. John and James Grant.
There you go. So Rodney, you take it. Well done.
Well done, Rod.
All right, so we will organize for you to get a hold of that tomorrow. It's a nice weekend. Okay, so Simon, you're kind of rushing ahead again. You did this last week.
Yeah, right. I've been fine. So from here on, what you'll do is just add a couple of drops of water in it.
But that would take away this really good feeling. And
that doesn't.
You will enjoy it more. So I mean,
can you see the smile?
It's working already.
Smile on his face until next Thursday.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, so tell us about the 12-year-old.
So the 12-year-old, with this, it just becomes a lot sweeter. So a lot of, if you've got a sweet tooth, yes, you'll definitely enjoy the 12-year-old because it's got the caramels there, the toffees, your Christmas pudding sort of things. I mean, if you think of vanillas, pears, all of that is very sweet.
Look, and is it smoother or am I imagining that?
Look at the women dancing.
I think what you sort of, I'm trying to describe what you're going through, but the smoothness of it is because you now actually pass the shock. So the initial shock is your first taste. And that's where people usually cringe and, But as soon as you actually go back, you start really appreciating what you're actually going through now. So you start really...
So the problem is I've never persevered.
Pretty much. Just stay strong.
All right. So is this the 12-year-old?
So that's the 12-year-old, yeah.
All right. And I think, have you got your 12-year-old?
Okay. Why is it so little?
I saw you sipping.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I think we need to take some music. Some questions coming through for you, Sinakul. Saw the relaunch in Hong Kong of Glen Grant in May.
Yes.
Are we getting the new green bottles?
So yes, there are. Well, there's the white bottle, the white box, because it's clear bottles except for the white label for the majors, but the box for the 10-year-old, yes, that is the green box.
So it's already here.
Yes, we have that here in SA.
Yeah.
We've got a brown box for the 12-year-old, and then it's got a blue, very majestic box, or package rather, for the 18-year-old.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. How much do these whiskies go?
So
how much
do they retail for? Yeah, you can get them at any major retailer, like normal Goodfellas. And they range from, well, the majors 260, the 10-year-old by 430, 440.
That's not bad. It's like middle of the range.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, for the liquid that you're getting for that amount, it's really, yeah.
I know a good place in Alex.
And then the 12-year-old is 540 or 550. So it ranges between the places that you do go, but yeah, that's what you're looking at. And then with the 18-year-old, you're looking at about between 1.4 to 1.6.
If we come to and see your stand at Whiskey Live,
yes,
are we going to be able to come and taste that 18-year-old?
Definitely.
Because if the 10-year-old and the 12-year-old are this good, then
The
I have
18
to taste
is
that 18-year-old.
I know I'm asking dwarf questions, but what is Whiskey Live?
Not a dwarf question.
When is Whiskey Live?
I'm getting you tickets. And we're going.
I want to ask one question. Basically, this to you is a career, and there's a child at home listening with their parents.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wanna do that. And the parent is like, you're mad. How did you get into
this? Excellent question.
I'm asking because my mother would have said you're crazy. She was refusing me to become a journalist.
She said we wanted you to go to work in
Israel. It's actually crazy because I went to lunch with my mother a couple of weeks back and I bought myself a whiskey. But obviously now I see Glen Grant and she sees Glen Grant on the menu and it's a done deal. But this is the first time that I've actually bought alcohol in front of any of my parents. And I'm thinking, ooh, please just don't cause a scene. I lied to you not. It sat there and the ice melted and everything went by. Up until she went to the bathroom was I actually drinking on this thing. It's still a weird thing to actually say, look, I work with alcohol and my parents don't drink. They've been very sporty all their lives and so forth. So you
didn't tell her that the money that you're going to settle the bill for that dinner was basically from...